Now he deals with something that's very vital and important. In verse 25, he says here, "For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision." You see, circumcision was a badge of the Mosaic system. And friends, that's all that it was. There was no merit in the rite itself. It was just a badge. And that badge indicated that the man must believe something. Now, for them to be a transgressor of the law and be circumcised, actually, it twists the thing around and brought it into disrepute. And that which should have been sacred becomes profane. Now, let me bring that very much up to date. And this is going to rub against some of you, and you're going to get hurt, and maybe you ought not to listen right now. But notice this. Water baptism is rightly a sacrament of the church. And very candidly, I was brought up in a denomination that practiced sprinkling. I personally think that immersion better sets it forth. But now don't draw any conclusion from that, because listen to what we have to say. Water baptism is rightly a sacrament of the church if it is the outward expression of a work of God in the heart. But it's a mockery if the person baptized gives no evidence of salvation. And I think that a great deal of church membership and these folk that join, and their lives absolutely bring the cause of Christ into disrepute. And it makes a mockery of church membership. And that is the thing that he's saying here. Listen to him as he continues. He says, "Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?" Let me use another figure of speech. If a wife loses her wedding ring, or a man, for that matter, a husband, that does not mean that he or she becomes unmarried. Marriage is more than a wedding ring, though this may be the symbol of it. And now listen to Paul as he continues, verse 27, "And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law?" You see, what he's saying here is this, that to wear a wedding ring, which speaks of something sacred, and then to be unfaithful to that which it stands for, it makes that wedding ring a disgrace. I was in a motel. I saw a man that was a deacon in a church in another city, sitting at a table talking to a very friendly, beautiful young lady who was not his wife. And the thing that to me was amazing, his left hand was over the side of the table. The light was shining on his wedding ring, and it just stood out. And I thought, what a mockery. When the man saw me, believe me, he was embarrassed by it. Of course he was. But you see, that wedding ring was meaningless. And therefore, Paul is trying to say circumcision should stand for something. Now, therefore, the law had already stated circumcision is really of the heart. Listen to Moses in Deuteronomy 10:16. "Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked." That is what God had said to these people.